Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump
day. Where's the damn sounder at, Abe?
Bo went to Metallica last night. Off to a tough start with Abe. Anyway, it's hump day. Thanks for being with us. Three fun hours straight ahead. Good morning to you, Randy. How are
What's
you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good over here, man. We halfway to the weekend. Yeah, hopefully my main man, Bo, and Tara had a great time last night. I saw some videos from other people just randomly shooting. It looked like it was a time was had last night.
Looked very, very fun.
Yes, it looked like it was a great time. So hopefully they had fun. And everybody else had fun and was safe and everything like that. As we are halfway to the weekend.
Halfway there.
Get ready for the NBA playoffs tomorrow.
NBA finals tomorrow. Big Stanley Cup final tonight.
I know. Cannot wait. Big shakeup in the NBA.
Yeah.
What else?
What was your reaction to that? Because we'll get to the Braves.
I was
the
not.
The Braves are the Braves. What was your reaction when you saw
surprised.
The Tom Kidd? Neither was I.
I was not surprised.
Neither was I.
I was like, but I was curious, like, if they would have lost to Boston, would he have been fired? That was my when that was the first thing that came to mind when he got fired. If they had lost, if Jason Tatum did get hurt and they lose to Boston, would he have been fired then? Like,
I don't know if why. I mean, if he got fired for beating him, why wouldn't he have gotten fired for losing to him?
No, that's what I'm saying. If they would have won, if they would have lost, the Knicks would have lost in say seven.
Yeah.
To Boston, would he have still have a job?
What? No, I don't think.
You don't think so? Oh, you thought?
Why do you think that would? I don't understand.
No, it's a question. You just think. So you're saying if they didn't make the NBA final, he's going to be fired. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think they were counting on any of this happening. I think they thought they probably would lose in the second round or maybe even in the first round.
But they did win. They did beat Boston.
They did
beat
Boston.
So did you think that I was assuming that since they did beat Boston, that he was going
to
be fine.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That had they lost to Boston, it was guaranteed. Yeah, no, I think that they knew going into it that – maybe not, or maybe they just kind of saw some things in the playoffs that confirmed it, that they wanted to do this. But I think that – so there's a couple of different factors in situations like this,
right?
The reason I'm never surprised when any coach in the NBA gets fired is because it's the NBA.
True.
And every coach in the NBA gets fired.
A long time ago, a coach told me you get hired to get fired.
Yeah, like the third longest tenured coach in the NBA is like Tyronn Lue.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
Like you got Spoelstra, you got Kerr, and then after that, it might be Dagnall in OKC, but like – I bet Quinn Snyder's in the top 10 in terms of most longest tenured coaches in the NBA right now.
Right.
Because that's just the era. Like, and I know we talk about it locally and everybody gets called a coach killer or whatever. Everybody's a coach killer.
Yeah.
Every max contract player that doesn't like their coach moves on
from
their
coach. But do you think this was a Jalen Brunson thing?
I don't think it was.
I think this was a Jim Dolan thing.
I don't think it maybe was. I don't know what it was. But that's sort of like where my mind goes with situations like this is, like, if that's what it was, then I hate it because I just generally hate doing things like that when a guy's seemingly doing a good job. And it seems like Thibodeau's doing a pretty good job.
Right. 25 years since they've been to where they were yesterday.
Right. Yeah. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
And I mean, have their best team that they've had in a quarter century. So if that's what it was, then I hate it. But if it's the flip side of it, if it's like the 2014 Warriors thing where it's like, yeah, this guy's taken us as far as he can take us, and
that could be it.
We appreciate what he's doing, but we need to move on, then I love that. Like, I love an organization that's like, this just isn't good enough.
Right.
Like, he's a really good coach. He's not a great coach. We need to try to get someone in here who we think is. Maybe an even better comparison than that. No one ever talks about this. They always talk about the Mark Jackson, Steve Kerr thing.
I know where you're going.
Where am I going?
You're going Rick Carlisle, right?
I'm going Rick Carlisle.
Yep.
That's right. Detroit 2003. Because Rick Carlisle is a great coach.
He's great.
Now, I don't think anybody realized then kind of what he was going to become.
Yep.
Now, he's back in the NBA Finals again after winning one with Dallas and having a great run there. They fired him in 03, brought in Larry Brown, and won the championship
sure
the next
did.
Year. So, like, teams have done this before.
And you know who was a part of that? Because I was reading up on the same story. Leon Rose was a part of that.
That's right.
Yeah, Leon Rose was. So he's
exactly.
So he's been here before.
And World Wide West.
And World Wide West.
World Wide West was a big part of that, too. And they're the ones that run the Knicks.
And so they've been here and everything like that. I've always been curious, when you make a fire like this, do you have somebody in line?
That's my other one. That's my other
question.
Because
I know I ain't the only one that saw the reports that Lloyd Pierce was on the short list.
I didn't see that.
Yes.
Really?
Hey, did you see that?
That's
you didn't see that either?
I saw a long list,
yes.
And he wasn't on it.
I saw one list. It said, and Lloyd Pierce is on the short list.
Huh.
Now, there's other coaches. I know
I saw a different list.
The coach for I saw this morning talking about Ime Udoka. You're going to have to go pay for him.
Yeah, you mentioned that before the show started. I hadn't heard that or thought of it, but that'd be intriguing.
But I didn't realize that the coach for, you remember the Sudan team?
Okay.
How great they were in Olympic? Mm-hmm. He's his head assistant in Houston.
Johnny Bryant.
Yeah.
Oh, in Houston.
Yes.
Oh, in Houston. Okay.
Yes.
And then there's the thought of Johnny Bryant, who's on the staff there in New York, right?
And also, he's one of Jalen Brunson's dad.
Jalen Brunson's dad is on the staff.
Yes.
So that's why I don't think Jalen Brunson had a problem with this.
Right.
Just so long as Pops gets to keep his job, right?
But if you're a coach, why do I want to keep you? But you're not going to play good now because your dad's not here?
I don't know.
You gave up $113 damn million.
He did. So you
still
owe me a solid.
I still don't believe that.
But the other thing about Rick Brunson and Jalen Brunson is Leon Rose and World Wide West, those guys are all like best friends.
The Godfather.
So
there's Godfather.
He's going to be there.
There's Godfather.
You know what I mean? I don't know how much cachet the coach would have to come in and be like, no, you got to fire the best player's dad too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels like he's probably there. I mean, there's a natural fit, right?
Ooh.
Like, there's an obvious coach that would go there. There's a lot of Villanova guys there.
Oh, Jay Wright?
And Jay Wright's just hanging out.
Does Jay Wright want to coach?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But they love Villanova people.
They do.
And he coached them when they were there.
But I'm thinking, like, because the reason they're in the position they're in is because they pretty much destroyed their chemistry, their defensive identity, and all those different things. Rightfully so. I probably would have did the same thing. Trade Julius Randle for Cat, I probably would have the same thing.
Yeah, and it worked.
And it got you to where it was.
Yeah,
but
it worked.
Then you look at it from the Bridges standpoint, 4 unprotected, 5 total first-round picks.
He's the one that I wonder about.
And then you got to extend
this,
him?
Yeah.
You're talking about you got to extend him?
But he also is the kind of only one who commented on things publicly.
He pushed back.
Right?
He's back.
Like, they're playing too many minutes.
Yep.
Like, there were various little.
You remember the game where he played his bitch? They looked good, so they were like, huh.
Yeah. There was just a couple little Mikal Bridges moments throughout the season where it was like, is he unhappy? But also, like, is he a big enough star to get Tom Thibodeau fired?
He ain't make one all-star team. He ain't even in an all-star reserve, and they gave up 5 damn first-round picks for him.
Right. So maybe he doesn't have the resume, but he's got, like, the.
The backing?
They have to make it work with him
because
they traded all those picks to get him, and they have to extend him, and if he's unhappy with him. And then there's like alternate outside the Knicks stratosphere theories of like, okay, do they know about a Tibbs like rift or a Tibbs dislike of a big player they might want to bring in? How does Kevin Durant feel about Tibbs?
How does Giannis
feel about Tibbs? Like, I don't know if those guys like him or don't like him.
There's been coaches fired because of it.
But that's part of it, too.
Yes.
Yeah, like, okay, we got to clear the runway
the
for the summer.
The only time
so that
never happened was when Bron tried to get Spo fired. Other than that,
pretty much.
Yeah.
In the last 20 years,
yes.
When a superstar player has tried to get a coach fired, that coach has been fired. As crazy as situations as, like, Darren Williams got Jerry Sloan fired.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
and then left.
Forward comb over Darren Williams, who was in this 2-year prime, and then he left. And then Jerry Sloan's like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
Went to the NBA Finals. I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Can I come back? Nah, we're going to move on. We're just going to be terrible forever now.
Yep.
Tom Thibodeau's out there. Somebody will hire him eventually.
Yeah.
Whether it's ESPN, Amazon or the Hornets.
What do you think?
Somebody will give him a
about
job.
Mike Malone. Because I think that this is a guy who, you know, he won a championship. We know what happened. He got fired 3 days before the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because of the toxic relationship between him and the GM, who was on a short list for president of basketball operations here.
If it's a basketball thing, though, like if the Tibbs thing is not any
Mike
of the
like
stuff.
Like him.
Right. If the Tibbs stuff isn't any of the things that we just mentioned, if it's not, you know, conspiracies or relationships or players forcing out, if it's just, we don't really like how you run the team that much, like we'd like to have somebody who maybe goes deeper into their bench, Mike Malone's a carbon copy.
Exactly.
Like that's one of the main reasons why it didn't work out in Denver is because he wouldn't develop younger players and he wouldn't go like 7 or 8 or 9 deep even in the regular season.
Exactly.
So that one doesn't make it, that one wouldn't make a ton of sense just in terms of that.
Mark Jackson does not make sense.
No. I saw Jeff Van Gundy's
name
like on
that
a list.
One.
Really?
I like that one.
He already did it before.
But he's done so good. I mean, he did really good because he went to the Clippers.
Yeah, right.
He helped out down there. Right. Was excellent. I just don't know how close him and Tibbs are. Could you?
Right.
You know
what I mean?
They have a good relationship. Yeah, yeah. Where that at Mark Jackson's not going to be the case. I don't know what Mark Jackson did, but Mark Jackson did something where nobody wants to touch him.
Yeah, there's
whether it's right or wrong.
I don't know.
That's
what
the way it is.
It's hot property.
But can the Knicks go take somebody's coach? Can they go take Ty Lue from the Clippers? But
does that happen?
Bama got bread on top of bread.
Yeah, I'm just thinking though, like, does that happen in the NBA?
Not a lot of times.
No, I can't think of a time when it
where
has.
Go take a coach. No,
it happens in baseball, kind of like every once in
Frank
a while.
Vogel.
Yeah, like there's names.
How about Bud? Giannis like Bud?
Yeah.
Did he?
I don't know. I feel like maybe the magic of the Bud the Bud touch might have worn off a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Also,
touch.
If I'm Bud, I'm cool. I'm good. You got to pay me out the rest of this $50 million contract, and I'm on the beach.
$30 million
yeah.
of an extension that kicks in next year.
Yeah, if I'm Bud, I don't need to coach
you. Oh, no, I'm talking about Thibodeau.
Oh, Tibbs. Oh, yeah.
Tibbs got $30 million extension that goes into effect after this season.
Yeah, like money's not going to be an object in terms of trying to get a guy or paying a guy to leave or anything like that. It's just, to me, the interesting.
Rick Pitino?
That name was out there, too. That doesn't do a ton for me.
Right.
But, yeah, it'll be interesting to find out why. Did they have a guy in waiting? Did they know who they wanted? Was it a player-driven thing? Or did they just be like, we appreciate Tibbs' efforts. It's not good enough.
Were they only Cal?
Again, I don't think that would be good. I don't know. Maybe times are different.
I don't know. Hurley?
I don't know.
He didn't want to go to L.A. Maybe he wants to go to New York.
I don't know. I don't know why any of those guys would leave college. College, I know, is hard, but, like, you can at least keep your job for 10 years.
Yeah.
NBA, best.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Coaches last 6 years, and then superstar player gets tired of you and get fired. All right, we did it. We did the whole opening segment. Didn't even talk about how the Braves looked terrible last night against the Diamondbacks.
I hate them damn Diamondbacks. Them little runts.
They're a pesky bunch.
Little runts. Got a team full of guys 5'4".
And who just hit bombs.
Just knocked the hell out the
Corbin ball. Carroll hit that ball like he was prime Barry Bonds.
He crushed
it. He destroyed that baseball. Ketel Marte. He's Strider's dad. Like, he owns him. We'll come back and talk about it after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Drake Baldwin turns on this. Get out of here. It is gone. Into the chop house for the rookie. The rookie of the month.
He was that. Drake Baldwin was the rookie of the month in the month of May in the National League. And he was the rookie of the night last night as well with that home run there. In the fourth inning, they scored all three of their runs in the fourth inning. Drake Baldwin also made a couple of really nice throws last night too.
Yeah.
And that's something we kind of have been watching him develop this year. Threw a guy out at second base and then snapped through a guy out at first base in the same inning.
Yeah.
It was the two of the three outs that inning, and you know, provided the one piece of earned runs that the Braves scored last night. So we've said this for a while now, but they got to find a way to get him in the lineup every single day. It's just the offense is so bad.
Yep.
Like, you can't afford to not have your best hitter, and he is that right now for the Braves, him and Acuna. You got to have him in the lineup every single day to give yourself a chance.
You got to figure it out. Do you go to a position how and I actually thought about this. Maybe I'll ask Grant because we'll have him on later on. Because how they do the platoon of the outfield, lefty righty, as far as who's pitching, do they do that with him and Sean?
Yeah, I think they have to.
Because Baldwin, he's a lefty,
yeah,
and then we also obviously Murphy is a righty. Do they go that approach just because? And they're more right-handed pitchers, so he would get
right,
more.
So he'd get to play quite a bit.
And so I'm just curious if that's how it would go. But yeah, I mean, he was great yesterday. We talk about, you know, it's a long season. That's always a good thing when you feel like your team can do something. But it's a horrible thing when your team is playing as bad as this team. Because you run out of stuff to say. Because it's the same thing over and over again, man. And you know, we were talking before we went to break. Yeah, Spencer, just he was just teeing it up for him.
Yep.
And when your outfielders don't turn and run, because you can hear the sound and the trajectory and the velocity of the ball going over your damn head.
You think a pitcher's ever said anything to an outfielder about
that? The hell are you doing, bro?
Like, hey, man, you mind just jogging lightly towards the fence to make it seem like maybe it wasn't going to be a 500-foot home run that I gave up? Because Acuna didn't budge.
Nope.
He just went, yeah, there it is. And he turned around and watched it, and that was that. But, I mean, what are you going to do? The guy hit it 460 feet. Here's Spencer Strider talking about his outing.
I just want to put us in a position to win the game. You know, I want to do my job. I don't really care how it looks. I don't care how it feels. I don't need to be spectacular. You know, I like to think that my best stuff is going to come at the end of the season when games matter most for us. You know, if we're in that position, that's always my goal. So every year that I've been on the team, it's been my goal to try to get better over the long run. But along the way, you know, we've got to win games, and I've got to do my job. So. Didn't do it tonight, you know, and so got to find ways to get better and, you know, at the very least, give us a chance.
Yeah.
Didn't do that.
Didn't do that at all.
Three home runs, second time in his career he's given up three home runs in a game. Both times are in games where he threw his fastball less than 50% of the time. Mm-hmm. So he knows. Yeah. Like, he's out there, like, I don't have it. Like, I'm throwing 90. Spencer Strider throwing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball isn't –
They got up, it's 90, not enough. They got up 96 a couple times.
Yeah, I think maybe 97 one time, the one that he parked into the right field seats. He lives at 98, 99, 100. That's the dynamic.
And it's not there. Is it the surgery thing?
It's got to be. Coming back from it.
Yeah. I mean, but is this something that you gain back your velocity? You know, and he's still working on all those things. And then you were able to cut it to a two-run game. And then your bullpen comes in. And pa-cow! And then all of a sudden this game's over. Turn it off. Good night. You know, but they're not doing that at the plate. Andy, I swear to you, I was talking to my wife yesterday when she got home. And the game had just came on. All right, I watched Spencer's first inning. I got up to do something. And then came back and Spencer was back on the mound. I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
They went out. Did everybody swing at the first pitch?
Zach Gallen went through the lineup, all nine guys in 23 pitches.
Dude, I was like, what the hell?
23 pitches to get through the whole lineup.
Like, that's unreal.
And now when Spencer's got to help them out. But they got to help him out a little bit too, you know? Like, at least let him catch his breath.
Yeah.
You know? He's fighting for his life out there. He doesn't have his go-to pitch. He's trying to get by on sliders and changeups. Like, Spencer Strider, the junk baller? Like, this is not what anybody signed up for. And these guys are right now. To be fair, Ronald Acuña swung at the first pitch and damn near hit it out.
Yeah.
It was a great play by the right fielder who had Corbin Carroll, who had an incredible game last night.
Nerd. That dude's –
Dude's good, man.
Hell yeah.
He's really good. He is. Ketel Marte just flat out owns Spencer Strider.
How many is he hit off of?
Three.
Yeah.
He's 11 at bats, 5 hits, 3 home runs, and a triple. He also hit a home run off of him in that game last year, which was his final game when he got hurt before he went on, you know, got surgery and all that. So, yeah, he'll be happy to not see Ketel Marte ever again if that can happen.
Them damn Diamondbacks.
What we said was going to happen, though. In the first game, Freddy Gonzalez had to have a tough send.
Yep.
And I don't know if it was a good idea, but it worked.
It worked, man. I thought Matt was hurt himself.
Matt.
I thought he missed the plate, too.
It was one of the worst slides I've ever seen.
Yeah, I thought he missed the plate. So I was like, go back and touch the plate.
And it wasn't even to, like, get around this tag. Yeah, he just stuck his cleat in the ground.
Yeah, man. But, it happened. He got and we got through it the one time, and it was fine. A little nerve-wracking, like you said.
It was a bad send, though. Like, if it was a decent throw, he would have been hosed by 15 feet.
He would have got him. The ball goes, first of all, it's an error on the third base.
Yeah.
Ball goes out to the fielder. He throws it in. I don't know what Freddie saw. Did he see the ball?
He was in a great position. Yeah. And he saw, as Matt got to third at full speed, he saw the left fielder picking the ball up. And maybe he just knows that Gurriel doesn't have a particularly accurate arm.
That
so give him credit for that if that's on the scouting report. But like that, when he waved him, I was like, oh, God, here we go again.
Yes.
Like, because it's Matt Olson.
It's Matt Olson.
Like, Matt Olson's the slowest guy on the team pretty
Matt
much.
Olson.
Anyway, he scored.
I was like,
they cut it to one, and then the pitching didn't help him out. And here we are.
All right. We ain't got to talk about them again until 120.
Okay, yeah. Grant will join us at 1:20. Yeah. We'll talk about him again then.
Yeah.
Game one of the Stanley Cup Final tonight.
Let's go, baby!
Panthers-Oilers rematch of last year's seven-game pretty epic series. Now, again, remember last year, you know this, obviously, but maybe not everybody does. Panthers went up 3-0.
Yes.
Edmonton came back and forced game seven, and then the Panthers beat them in seven. There's also kind of the, you know, McDavid and Tkachuk kind of had their thing at the Four Nations.
McDavid is so damn.
McDavid's my favorite.
He's special.
Hockey player to
watch. Special.
He's just incredible to watch. And it should be really good. It should be a really, really fun series.
I'll see another seven game.
I hope it is.
I'll see another seven games. It's not Edmonton. I mean, I just, you know, when you look at Florida, just the stability of this team.
Yeah.
In South Florida.
Especially in this era.
Hockey.
You know, it's interesting.
Because they were so bad when I used to go to games.
All of
they were so bad.
The warm weather cities were bad
they were so
forever
bad. Yes.
Until, like, post-lockout, like 05. I read an article about this this morning. I never really thought about it ever, because why would you? But now there's almost like a movement in the NHL to be like, all right, these warm weather cities have an unfair advantage. Nobody wants to live in Winnipeg.
True.
People want to live in South Florida.
I've been to Winnipeg. No, you don't want to live there.
People want to live in fun, warm weather cities, which, by the way, have really good tax incentives.
That's one thing.
Yeah, no, it's two things.
Well,
great weather
and
taxes.
Like
people, there's a legitimate push in the NHL right now to be like, this isn't fair.
I ain't never been to Edmonton, but I don't think I would like it.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. It's cold. And also taxes.
Yeah.
it's like, I don't know. It's an interesting thing the NHL is going to have to navigate is like, you know, all of the, you know, you got the Carolina, nice weather, pretty good situation. You got
and it's
Florida.
Not in Charlotte, right?
It's not in Charlotte. It's in Raleigh, which is totally a reasonable place to live.
Yes.
It's not a garbage dump like Charlotte. I wouldn't say it's a top five North Carolina city, but it's good. It's a good North Carolina city. You got all these good teams. Nashville has got a good team and no taxes.
Fun team, too.
Yeah. Maybe that's how we get a team back here.
Vegas. Yeah.
Great place. LA's got some. California's got teams.
Yeah.
They've been winning the last, like, 15 years or so. Yeah, it's weird. Like, the warm weather cities in the NHL are dominating. Tom Thibodeau got fired by the Knicks after going to the Eastern Conference Finals. And the funny thing is both you and I are like, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. No.
I saw a lot of immediate reaction because no one kind of saw that coming yesterday. But then when I thought about it for 5 seconds, I was like, yeah, it's the NBA in 2025.
Yep, you're getting
I wouldn't
fired.
Be surprised if, I don't know, like Rick Carlisle gets fired if they don't win the championship.
But the thing
or
about
something.
It is, and this is one,
everybody gets
this
fired
one,
in the NBA.
This is one of the things when they talked about who was going to be the president and the GM of the Knicks. They said these dudes know everybody and everybody knows them.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure they have a great relationship with Kevin Durant or Giannis.
I'm sure they do.
And I'm pretty sure they have had conversations. And, yeah, I'll come if he ain't there.
How do you feel about playing for Tibbs, KD?
Yeah.
I'm 37.
Yeah.
Playing 40 minutes a night doesn't sound great.
Yeah.
All right. Who do you like? Jay Wright seems nice.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll make it happen. You coming, right? All right, we're gonna trade Karl-Anthony Towns to Phoenix.
But then the Suns have to want to do it.
Yeah, I think they want to do it. Because they have to. They know this. They got to move KD.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
You got to move
enough,
KD because
enough.
Of what you did at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So you got to move him. You're not moving Booker, and you just pray to God that Bradley Beal does not like it there.
He likes it there.
He likes it.
He
there.
Loves it.
I don't think he likes being there. He just likes controlling the whole thing.
No, he likes it. He said he likes the weather, and he's got a nice house in Scottsdale that he enjoys. He gets paid $50 million a year.
What a beautiful place to live.
Be the 79th best player in the NBA. Like, it's pretty nice.
Like Vegas too, but like that, just the houses and the landscaping around the house. I love it.
It's beautiful. You can get a house like up on top of like one of those.
I love it.
Is it not really a mountain? Kind of like a big hill,
mm-hmm.
right? You can see in all 360 degrees around.
I have a teammate who had a house out there. When we played the Cardinals, he took us out. I was like, damn.
Yeah, no. Bradley Beal's not going anywhere. Bradley Beal liked playing for the Wizards.
He liked Chocolate City.
And he loves playing for the Suns. You're going to have to pay that man before he leaves. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more NBA, as obviously that happened yesterday with Tibbs. A few more names to mention as potential next coaches there. Some other head coaching vacancies as well. And then obviously the NBA Finals get underway tomorrow night. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Probably kind of what it sounded like last night at Mercedes-Benz. Except for if you just had Bo Johnson screaming at the top of his lungs.
Yeah!
In the background.
Yeah! Madonna!
Pounding Jack Daniels.
Yeah!
Sounds like it was a good time.
Yeah.
He did text a proof of life, so that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yes, Bo.
He sent this the hump day gif, so that's good, just to be like, all right, is Bo alive?
He is alive.
Bo's alive.
Yeah, man.
Looked like a fun time in there last night, though.
Hell yeah, it did, man. And I'm trying to think, because I've been to a lot of concerts, but at concert venues. I'm trying to think if I've ever been to a stadium concert.
I've been to a couple concerts there.
Okay,
that's right. I've been to concerts at Mercedes-Benz. I'm trying to think if I ever been to like a bona fide rock concert.
Right.
I don't think so. Like, there's not even that many bands right now out anymore that are new, that are doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I've never seen, you know, Metallica obviously is not in their heyday, but people are still going to go see them when they come to town. I don't think I have. I don't think I've ever seen a rock band in concert before.
Mm-mm.
Outside like a festival, like back in the day, you know, there was a thing in Seattle called Bumbershoot where a lot of those bands would play at and stuff. But I've never seen one of those giant rock bands, like touring rock bands in a venue like that before.
Yeah,
seems like it'd be fun.
I think we went to a couple in America. Like we went to see when Jay-Z was, I think it was Jay and when Kanye and Jay were touring. We went to go see that one. But other than that, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I've never been to a football stadium concert before. Seems like it's a lot of fun. Seems like a lot of damn people. That's one of them things where I'm like, you know, me and all them folks, man. I've been in like, you know, it's too many of y'all. Because I'm always this touching against people is not something I like to do. But like, because I know Legion Pool up in Athens.
Depends on who they are.
Yeah, I mean, I love rubbing up on my woman.
Right.
But yeah, Legion Pool up there in Athens, they used to always have spring concerts. Like Outkast was there one year. Oh God, we had so many damn different concerts.
That's all you needed to say.
Yeah, but when Outkast came, Yuggity Mob came one time.
Andre 3000 did a flute concert in the parking lot of a grocery store.
Yeah, George was there.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Is George on some like special mailing list or something like that? How did he know about it? I thought it was a
George
pop-up.
Knows everything.
That's incredible.
Yes. George knows everything, man. So, yeah, that's one thing about George Foster is he going to be where he's at.
I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I thought about you, too. When
I was like, it wouldn't have been long. You could have got down there
I thought about you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So that's like, damn, George. I was in the picture with somebody.
Yeah, tell George to let me know next time.
Yeah, I will.
Everything good?
Yeah, I'm looking. I just had to make sure that they just took off.
All right.
They were delayed for a couple hours.
But got it.
Yeah, they took off.
Got it. All right. So we talked a little bit about this off the top. Tom Thibodeau fired. I don't know. I don't know who would surprise me if they were fired in the NBA right now. But it's not him. Even Spoelstra at this point, no. Like I wouldn't be surprised if they Steve Kerr. If they fired Steve Kerr, I'd be surprised.
I just
in
think
Golden
that
State.
When you look at Golden State, everything is lined up.
That's the deal with the player empowerment era. Like, if the players get tired of him and don't want him there, and I don't know that that's what happened here. Maybe there's something else.
A team,
but that's what it is.
Is there a team outside of Miami who has a president of basketball operations GM that runs everything? And don't care like Pat Riley.
No.
There's not one.
No, there isn't.
Yeah.
No. There's one Pat Riley,
yeah,
and that's
and
it.
And so that's why I would think if you're talking about Spo ain't going nowhere no time soon.
No,
if
probably not. Move. Probably
but
not.
But this thing with Tibbs, and go back to something you said earlier, is when you get a coach that can just get you there where you are right now. Now, could a better coach have gotten him over this hump?
I don't know.
Could a better coach have gotten them past Indiana?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure when you start talking about some of the stuff that came out of the series, like Carl Anthony Towns not knowing defensive assignments and not seeming to care about blowing defensive assignments.
But Tibbs didn't ask for him.
Right. Well, what do you mean by that?
He didn't want Carl. Like, that was Leon. That was Rose and them that did all that.
Sure, right. But, like, I'm just saying, like, is there another coach that's going to be able to reach him differently?
Thank you.
I don't know.
Thank you.
I'm not sure. Maybe. Well, maybe there is.
I showed you yesterday when Carl Anthony Towns was at Kentucky. He's a beast on defense.
Yeah, I also don't think Carl Anthony Towns is going to be there either. Like, I think he's part of the renovation of the Knicks this offseason. But here's the thing. Like, you go back to what we talked about leading into the playoffs was – you know, like, I thought they had a chance to win their first round series, and they did. I was surprised they beat the Celtics. Obviously, a lot happened in order for that to take place.
The Celtics
they were up 3-1 even before Tatum got hurt with 25 seconds left in that game, for sure. So that was a bit of a surprise. But, like, them getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and making it to Game 6 is, to me, surpassed their ceiling.
Yes.
Like, they're not as good as the run that they made.
Agree.
And I if it is the front office being like, yeah, like, we, you know, we overperformed it. Like, we took advantage of injuries, whatever. Things came together. I don't know. Playoffs are weird now. Like, it's not quite as difficult of a road as it once was to make it to a conference finals. Like, random teams very rarely made it to conference finals when we were growing up.
Right.
Now it seems like every year there's like, wow, look at them. Mm-hmm. They made the conference finals.
Right.
Isn't that fun? Now, the Pacers are different because they made the conference finals, came back, and went to the NBA finals.
Right.
So I don't put them on that list of teams that have done that over the last decade or so. But I would say that this version of the Knicks is.
Yeah.
So good for them if that's the way that they felt about it. If they were like, all right, we overperformed it. We have to get someone who can take us to the next level. Let's go find him. I commend them if that's what they did.
But, okay, so when you're saying that, are you – because they got to have something up their sleeve.
You would think.
Meaning they got to have some kind of guarantee that they're going to get a big fish to come in, and also they're going to get a big fish coach to come in. You can't make this damn decision and not have a backup plan in this particular. Now, a lot of times you can do that, have the coaching search and all that other crap because you just want to interview candidates, not the Knicks.
Right.
They better have somebody.
Yeah, you have to think that. Either they really, really like Johnny Bryant, the guy from the Cavs, who's a finalist for the Suns. Because, again, he was announced as a finalist for the Suns yesterday around, like, noon, right? They fired Tibbs, like, 3 hours later.
Yes.
So maybe that's a part
of
it.
He's a guy. He's one of those – but he's – and I don't never want to take
Johnny Bryant's not a name that anyone's going to know.
Exactly. And so that – but because the one thing about it is and you see a lot of it in baseball, but there are more – and I hate using the word retread. There are more – previous coaching stint coaches in the NBA. Like, there's still guys like Mike Brown's a good damn coach.
Yeah.
You know,
I saw his name on the list.
Frank Vogel is a good damn coach.
I didn't see his name on the list.
He's a good, like, these are good coaches, but are they, like, would them idiots be dancing in front of the Madison Square Garden if they hired him tomorrow?
No. No. They who would they even dance for? They're not dancing for Johnny Bryant.
They're like, who?
Yeah. Who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
He was the lead assistant for the Cavs. All right.
Yeah.
Suns wanted him. Okay, so that's the guy that we moved on from Tibbs for. Not to say that he's not a great coach,
right.
But yeah, he's not like he's not moving the needle. But also, so what? Like, move the needle hires aren't always the ones
they're
that are
not.
Right either.
And
like,
New York has been in that. We were sitting here trying to name all the because it's been 25 years.
Yeah, let me pull up the list just so we can have.
Yeah, it's been 25 years since they were in this position. They've had 13 coaches between those times.
Jeff Van Gundy and Tom Thibodeau.
Yes.
There's been 13
yes.
coaches.
All right, so.
All right, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Wow, why is it not in, what? They have them in alphabetical order.
Really?
Not in.
Not in the years that they coached
there. Why
would
it be in alphabetical order?
They're crazy, man.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Who they had? They had Kurt Rambis, right? That was Phil. That was Phil Jackson's hire.
Yep.
Also, they had Derek Fisher, because that was the time that Matt Barnes put hands on him.
Yep. Jeff Hornacek. How about Lenny Wilkins?
Old ass Lenny went to New York?
Old ass Lenny Wilkins in 2004-2005.
Get out!
Isaiah Thomas.
Okay, I remember that
remember
one.
Those great days of Knicks past?
Yes.
D'Antoni had a pretty decent little three-year stint. Not great, but decent. Mike Woodson. Woody was there for a few years.
That was at the end of Carmelo, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Okay.
Then you had Rambis, like you said, which was a disaster. 28 games. Derek Fisher, which was a less than 30% winning percentage. Jeff Hornacek, which was only slightly better than that. Mike Miller, Not that Mike Miller.
No, not the basketball Mike Miller.
Well, different basketball Mike Miller.
No, that's...
Not the basketball playing Mike Miller.
No, no.
That the was... basketball coaching Mike Miller.
Where was he at, Andy?
I don't know. But not that Mike Miller.
Okay.
And then David Fizdale.
Yes. And David
Take that for dad.
And David Fizdale was, and if you want to go by, because he's very well liked around the league, was railroaded for some reason, people think.
Well, he won 21 games out of 105.
Yeah. So
maybe he railroaded himself.
a lot of people, like D-Wade, that's D-Wade and people right there. And so they
yeah,
all
people
came
really
out
like David Fizdale.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got all that, and you still don't. Now, they're saying that Dolan has been, he's backed off a lot. You know, as far as
yeah, his, because Leon Rose,
because Leon
and
Rose
and
them are getting it like yeah. that, and again, like we said last segment, these dudes know everybody in the NBA. They were part of the one, like you talked about in 2000, before the Pistons won that championship with Larry Brown. Rick Carlisle was the coach there. Those two dudes were in the off front office, or whatever you want to call it, when they made that move. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you go out there, and if you sit up there. And you want a proven coach, or you want the guy like you were talking about from the Cavs? Because to me, that seems like that. Is he a roster built to win right now coach?
Here's what I think about him is he feels like the current direction of the NBA coach. Like, they're doing a lot less of guys that have done it before.
Right.
Like, a lot of the – you go back and look at, like, the last two or three years of hires. There's so many coaches in the NBA right now that, like – even I, if I read their name, would be like, oh, yeah, that's right. That guy coaches there. Mm-hmm. Just like the average NBA fan's never heard of.
Right.
Because it's a youth – I don't know if it's youth movement, but there's a younger generation of coaches getting those opportunities. Like, there's less Doc Rivers on his fifth
yeah.
team.
Right.
And Mike Brown might get an opportunity. I mean, he coached last year in Sacramento and went pretty good. They fired him in an attempt to keep De'Aaron Fox.
Yep.
Didn't work. De'Aaron Fox wanted out anyway. And then, because that's the thing, like, that's the hard part about giving your star player what they want as far as the head coach goes.
Because
he might also just leave.
Yep.
You know?
And which he did.
Yeah. Which is, again, like, you know, whatever. It is what it is. It's part of the deal with the modern NBA. But, like, players have all the power, which I understand. You're going to listen to the guy that makes $300 million.
Yeah.
He's the most powerful person in your organization outside of the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Owner's signing the checks, he's getting them. He's more powerful than the general manager. He's more powerful than the head coach. Like, the star player doesn't like the coach. Coach is going to be gone before the star player is.
There's only one place that doesn't happen.
Problem is, star player follows him out the door the next year.
There's only one place that doesn't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But that's different because it's Pat Riley. But, every other place it does. And will the Knicks have their next head coach before the Hawks have a president of basketball operations?
Yes. Yeah. This, to me, this seems.
I don't think the Hawks are going to have a
I don't either.
Basketball
but
operation.
I think this right here, Andy, seems like it's something that needs to get done because whoever you're going to trade for, there's got to be picks involved and all these different things like that. And the Knicks don't have a lot of picks. They gave them all up for damn Bridges. But, you know, you got to figure out because it's New York. So when's the last? I mean, a big time star was Carmelo. Now, Brunson's been great. But I'm talking about. To bring one in. Now, the whole thing with Carmelo was dumb as hell anyways because all they had to do was wait 1 year.
Yeah.
And they could have kept
that
all the dudes.
That was a trade. I mean, if you're talking about free agents,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's something that,
well, I mean, Brunson.
That's it.
But nobody knew Brunson was this when they signed him.
That's true.
Brunson kind of became a top 10 player in the NBA when he was there. When they got him from Dallas, everybody thought he was good, but nobody thought he was this. And that's why he signed the contract that he signed to go.
Yes.
And then he signed a smaller contract to extend there, which – you know, I don't know if that gives him extra say in the decisions or what, but I mean, his dad's the coach, so you'd think it probably does.
You know
does.
What all I thought about, Buck, when that happened?
Or one of the coaches.
I thought about Isaiah Thomas. When he, like, you know.
Not Pistons Isaiah
No, not
Thomas.
Pistons Isaiah Thomas.
Washington Isaiah
Washington
Thomas.
Washington Isaiah Thomas. When he just led this team and drug this team, gets hurt, and they're like, Kyrie wants to come.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, his sister died in a car accident in the middle of the playoffs.
Yes.
He played the next day.
Yes.
Scored 40.
Yes.
Got hurt the game after that.
Yes.
He was this close to a max contract. And I don't even think he's in his whole career, because he was the Mr. Irrelevant. He was the final pick of the second round.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, coming out of Washington. Because he's 5'6".
Right.
He's 5'7". And I don't know that he's made, like, in his whole career, like, 1 year of what, I don't know who's a max guy right now. Trey.
Yeah.
Like, he's made 1 year of what Trey makes.
No.
And bad injury, bad time.
Yeah, man. And that's what we talk about, the business aspect of any sport. You know, it's not personal. Well, sometimes it can be. But a lot of times it's a business decision. Like, they still got to pay Tom Thibodeau $30 million on an extension they gave him last year that kicks in after this season. And they're like, hey, that's fine. Here's 30.
Yeah, that leads you to believe that they have something in mind.
Yes.
Whether it's Jay Wright, with the Villanova connection and all the Villanova guys, or, you know, like you said, if they have it like on good authority that Ime Udoka would go there, they'd have to trade for him.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how you do that.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I don't know
how you make that work.
But my thing is, I don't see how, what's the owner's name? Fertillo?
Where?
In Houston. In Fertillo? Someone, one of them frat, for one of them Fertillo guys. Fertitta. Thank you, Aide. Fertitta. Like, he got plenty of bank, and he loves him some damn Ime. And Ime and them, they are in a position. They got to get rid of Jalen Green. But they bring in Kevin Durant or somebody like that, they're right there. Because he is a phenomenal coach.
Right, that's the thing. Like,
phenomenal coach.
If Ime Udoka is a part of the plan to lure Kevin Durant to New York, this is all. I mean, we're like deep down the wormhole of conspiracy theory now. Why wouldn't Kevin Durant just go to Houston and play for Ime Udoka? Then we don't have to do all
because
this.
Because Kevin Durant wants to play in the big city.
We don't have to do all this stuff.
He wants to play in Madison. No.
He didn't strike me as that. Like, he seems like he'd rather have less attention at this point of his career.
I don't know.
But I don't know if that's true or not.
He still be going at it with trolls.
He doesn't like trolls.
He's not like
who them. Does? I'm like a troll.
Hell yeah. And all y'all, never mind.
Just because you gambled on something doesn't give you the right to be mean to athletes. That's been happening a lot.
Yes.
It's been happening a lot lately. That's just a PSA out there for you. They didn't do it on purpose. Maybe don't gamble. You don't have to.
No, put on your big boy pants knowing that it's called gambling.
Yeah, or gamble and lose, and it's fine. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. We're going to let you hear what Divine Diablo had to say about the newest members of the Falcons defense. You're not going to want to miss it on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.